What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
Do you want to connect with your spirit guides? I think it's a lot easier than you think, my friend. We love spirit guides over here on Dear Gabby, and spirit guides are loving beings that guide us to learn valuable life lessons and return us to that sense of safety inside and guide us throughout our life. And the more that you communicate with them, the more you can access their infinite wisdom. It's like any friendship. The more you pick up the phone and call that friend, the more they can give you. And so you can actually pick up the phone, you know, make a big call to those guides today. You can connect with your guides right now by practicing my free spirit guides meditation. You can download it now at deargabby.com/spirit guides. The link will also be in the show notes. Get ready for that full-blown connection. A connection that can support you forever, that can guide your life, that can be one of the most powerful relationships you'll ever establish. In minutes, you'll start to tap into their loving presence and connect to their guidance and support. And you might feel just warm or a tingling sensation, or you might see signs and symbols throughout the day. Download my free spirit guide meditation today at deargabby.com/spirit guides to connect with your guides now. Listen now to communicate with your spiritual support system and access their divine wisdom, love, and protection. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides.
Gabby.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Today is a super spiritual big talk episode that's filled with amazing moments, amazing aha moments. You're going to love this. It's so supercharged. And I'm joined in the studio by my very dear friend, the legendary medium and oracle expert, Colette Baron-Reed. Talking with Colette is so fun and energizing. We probably could have gone on for like 3 hours here, but something really wild happened and it was major. It surprised me. Before I headed out to the recording studio, I thought about what I wanted to record with Colette. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we talk about how to connect to spirit through dreams. And in these big talks, I don't go in with an agenda. I just kind of show up. But that was the thinking I had a little bit. It was sort of like a creative, inspired aha moment. Oh, let's connect to spirit through dreams. So I made this point of mentioning to Josh, our producer, and he's like, let's absolutely talk about that with Colette. So then I arrive and Colette arrives and she sits down and we're in the recording studio. And right off the bat, she hands me her brand new deck of oracle cards, which are these stunning, beautiful messages that she channeled, these absolutely gorgeous images. And I place them in front of me on the table. And the second that we started recording, I looked down at the deck and I saw it, and it's called the Dream Weaver's Oracle. Are you kidding me right now? I can't even make this stuff up. So I look at Colette and I'm like, girlfriend, the universe is definitely talking through you, through to me. And I wanted this to be all about how we can connect to spirit through dreams and so much more. But that was such a huge topic that came through because clearly we were being guided. So, of course, this kicked off our talk in a major, major way. And Colette and I just went there so fast. No small talk, just big talk. We'd go right for it. And we talked about destiny, spirit, intuition, and of course, oracles. But it was really, really cool, super cool, because Colette also and graciously gave me my own oracle card reading. She gave me one, and you get to listen in on it. Trust me, people, this was really special. You're going to want to listen all the way through to the end. And as always, leave a message or a review and let me know what you think. You can leave questions. We'll answer them on future Dear Gabbies. Just keep us connected through these reviews and just enjoy this show. It's so upbeat. Okay. This is crazy. This is crazy. So, ready for this, Colette?
Sure.
We had a vision today, Josh. Really, it was my vision. I brought it to Josh. He loved the vision. It became our vision to make this episode about how we connect to spirit through dreams.
Oh, no.
And then Colette hands me this new deck of hers. It's an oracle deck. And I look down as right when we're about to record. The Dream Weaver's Oracle. Holy badidoli majoli.
Badidoli, yes.
Holy babaloni. No, I'm not even kidding. Like,
you
I'm
and I have
out.
The craziest synchronicity.
We have
though.
Such like, extraordinary
when we don't see each other for a long time, but then we have these weird things and it's like, oh my God. And then we, it's wow. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow. So tell me, is this Dreamweaver's Oracle all about connecting to spirit and how it relates to your dreams?
Yes and no, because it depends on when you call what you call a dream. So this is about how we dream the world into being. Mm-hmm. And so I had a vision of these freaky creatures in another realm that existed before time and before the cosmos, and that they were here helping us weave the world into being, that they were these weavers and that there's this cosmic loom. Yeah, dream weavers, and they're called the dream weavers. And when I originally saw it, I saw them like on a cave drawing, so that I had discovered a cave in my dreams. So yes, I dreamt this deck into being, and it is about though the weaving of our dreams, not the dreams that we have when we're asleep, but the dreams of our destiny that we're gifted with really at birth and for the rest of our lives. So
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. Okay, so let's just back up for 1 second because I also really want you to use the deck on me. This is a super selfish Gabby moment. I want my Dream Weaver Oracle reading live on the show.
Okay.
But what I want to start with is my intention, my hit, and this, I got this like in a daydream yesterday.
Yeah.
My hit was, okay, let me ask Colette about how spirit connects to us in our dreams and how we can interpret the messages from our dreams sometimes, maybe not always, because it could be subconscious, repressed things that come through in dreams. But I think spirit reveals themselves in dreams. And I want to hear your take on that.
Yeah. So for me, I think spirit reveals its consciousness through us, through our waking dreams. In our sleep, I think that we work things out symbolically. So yes, we can discover symbols, et cetera, and metaphors in our dreams. It's like one big giant oracle at times. Other times we're working something out that we can't deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? I look at us being in a waking dream. And so for me, the concept of the dream is that we are dreaming this world into being. Right now, you and I, you dreamt this podcast into being. You dreamt your books, right? These were the inspired hits that you have that came to you. I feel daydreams are more powerful than the dreams that we have when we're asleep at night.
Yeah.
Like those that like the daydream. So when we think about spirit on tap, because spirit is on tap all the time, we have a tendency to forget that we are spirit first, human second, or that we even have a relationship that's dynamic with spirit. Or
can you,
source
I want you to explain
capital.
That? Yeah. So we'll come. Why don't we explain that?
Yeah.
Explain
so,
that. What is spirit first, human second? I know what you mean, but they don't.
Spirit is the higher power. Spirit. So when we are born, we are spiritual beings first that take on a form. So the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call that higher power, that consciousness with a big capital C, needs us to experience itself in material form. It needs us. So it chose us. And so the great forgetting happens when we lose our childhood and we start to identify ourselves as people and we see ourselves as part of the environment and we see ourselves as separate from our parents and our friends, et cetera. So separation then becomes our modus operandi, right? And the right. idea of scarcity, but spirit is always there. So we are part of it. It's in us. So we are made in the image of that, which means that consciousness, that seed of consciousness, it is in us all the time, but we don't notice it because our ego self is the one that we generally make our decisions through.
Right.
So when we are inspired, it's a gift. It's a gift from spirit because we received it and it went doing. Mm-hmm. And that is the most profound time in our waking dream in daydreams. Mm-hmm. So at nighttime, I think it can be hard to sort out. I'm not as interested in nighttime dreams, to be quite honest with you.
My hit about dreams was just guiding us to this.
To this,
maybe you can speak about how we may think it's one thing, but then it's actually guiding us to the next thing, to the next thing. Because really, I have not a particular interest in nighttime dreams.
No, I get it.
But I had this hit, like, how does spirit come to us in dreams?
Right.
And then boom, da-da-da-da-da, you know?
And you know, when we get an inspiration, it comes as something that we don't generate. It's not generated from us. And we know. Mm. We feel that gift. We're like, oh, ding. Like the light bulb goes on. We feel something different, unique. The idea is there. And then we want to follow it because it is sacred. And there's a part of us, that spirit within us that came from source. And we are meant to follow it as part of our destiny. And that is why the waking dream is so profound and important and should not be discarded or denied, right? And that's when we get those hits about something that come unbidden, usually when we're doing something completely mundane, like washing the dishes,
right,
or being in the shower, or going for a walk, or working out, and all of a sudden, boing. And when we look at our nighttime dreams, because we may as well look at that too, we then enter into that world of oracular consciousness, which is the consciousness of the oracle that is existing in every one of us.
The and word oracular?
Oracular means of the oracle.
Got
so
it.
Oracular consciousness is in every single person. It's the nature of intuition. It comes from the fact that every single one of us has an inner oracle.
Okay.
We just do, right? I think you called it a ding or what did you
ing,
call it?
Inner
ing.
Guide.
That's it.
Inner guidance. Inner,
that's it. The ing, not a ding. Sorry.
Intuition.
Right.
Well,
it's
you
that.
Like to call it a ding.
Yeah. I mean, I go ding or
ding.
You get that
boing.
You know, or boing or plunk.
Plunk.
You get a plunk. So that consciousness exists in every single person. That's why I create oracle cards. I create them for average people to use for themselves so they don't have to go and talk to somebody like me.
Right.
Because in you is the answer.
Right.
So your dreams at night are symbols, metaphors. And they're like one big giant oracle card reading oftentimes, right? You can sit down and go through it all and discover what's true, what's not true, what's meaningful, what's not. But the daytime dream is the most powerful and most profound.
So the boing daytime dream.
The boing daytime dream.
Is really these hits of inspiration that we can get. It, randomly in the shower, walking on the street.
And that answer our deepest desire to co-create something unique and interesting.
So can I have an example of a boing daytime dream?
Yes. So I will tell you about your own boing.
Tell me.
Well, you know, when you were saying in the hallway that an idea came to you to create something,
mm-hmm.
it just came to you. And then you described that to me. Mm-hmm. That was that. It just came to you. It just came to me. You remember you said that?
Yeah,
the
it just
way
came
you
to
said
me.
It to me.
And
oh
it doesn't
God,
have
it
logic. It doesn't
no,
have reason.
It rarely it's, has logic.
It rarely
or
has logic. Like the big boings in my life, I think I've often been like, really? Like, do I need to do that? You know,
right?
Because it doesn't always make sense,
no,
but it's
often.
A calling.
Yeah.
It's a direction.
And we all have a destiny. So every single one of us has that. We're born with that blueprint. What I do, what I've done for a living for the past 36 years or whatever, is to show people that blueprint because we lose it. We forget it because we get all caught up in our wounds and our woundology, as Carolyn Mace likes to call mm-hmm. it, or our trauma, big T, little T, the whole mm-hmm. storyline. And we completely lose sight of the fact that we're here to actually create.
Yeah.
And we create something that is unique to us. And it's important. Every single person's destiny is important because it's like one giant symphony and every note is important. No one note is more important than the other, right? So those dreams, those waking dreams, those boing, plunks, ings, moments are there to open that doorway back to our blueprint, back to that, I'm here to create. I'm here to spread something into the world. I'm here to bridge the gap. I'm here to bring something meaningful because that's what life is for. We're not here just to breathe air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spirit wants to use us to experience itself. That's itself right there.
I'm going to repeat that. Spirit wants to use us to experience itself.
Because
we are spirit.
We are spirit.
We're having this human experience.
Yeah.
And our spirit came, we have an individual spirit?
We have an individual spirit in that the human spirit that presides, that's the soul, right? The soul is unique, independent to each person. And if you could see that as an offshoot from the divine, it's still part of it. Imagine that there's strands and it's the same. It's just a little version, micro, macro,
it's an expression.
It's an expression of the divine. And we are the expression of the divine. Mm. When we remember in those moments, that's the great remembering.
The mind-body connection is something that I talk about a lot on this podcast. It's something I talk a lot about in my life. It's something I'm committed to. And I want to really help you keep yourself feeling good and feeling strong and feeling full of energy and recognizing it's not just about our mind, it's not just about our body, but there's a major connection here. And that, for me, is what the thesis and the embodiment of Symbiotica is. Symbiotica is perfect for anyone who is trying to elevate their health and wellness. Symbiotica's health supplements are sophisticatedly designed formulations that are clinically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling in the nutritional gaps that result from our modern-day diet. So whether that's for stress relief or heart health, or you want to feel more energized during the day, or in some cases like mine, you want gut health, Symbiotica supports all and more. And I can tell you firsthand, this is an extremely effective product. This brand is all about research and fully committed to creating the best product possible. They use only the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. Symbiotica's Super Green is an easy and convenient way to support cellular detoxification and boost your energy levels. Their magnesium is the best. People are super deficient in magnesium. Make sure you're getting the magnesium L-threonate. Their liposomal vitamin C is a must have. And their vitamin D3 plus K2 plus CoQ10 is my jam. Their liposomal vitamin C is something I never leave home without. And it contains the highest quality plant-based materials and are compatible with the human body and essential for activating over 3,000 genes associated with longevity. I know I got real nerdy with you here for a second, but trust me, it makes it easy with Symbiotica. They have a super convenient and easy online quiz that you can do, and you can just figure out the best supplements for your specific health goals. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Codes apply on top of custom bundle discount. I have to share this statistic with you because it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. There are 3.8 million posts on Instagram tagged as hashtag gut health and over 600 million videos on TikTok. And a quick Google search will yield 27.9 million news results. So no wonder everyone is so confused or overwhelmed. How can you not be? But there's one brand who is committed to scientific integrity and transparency, and that is Seed. You all know that I've been a huge advocate of gut health for years, and when I find a product that works, I shout it from the rooftops, period. That's just what I do. And Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic is one that I can trust and rely on. With Seed, you're not just getting any old supplement. You're getting a plant-based probiotic and prebiotic with 24 clinically studied strains designed to promote diversity and harmony in your gut microbiome. And Seed developed scientifically validated, clinically studied next-generation probiotics. They're committed to scientific integrity and transparency. And if you've taken probiotics before and haven't felt a difference, it's probably because the capsule doesn't make it to where it needs to be. Seed is different. It's engineered to survive in your stomach and its digestive enzymes. But there is more. My friends, there is more. Their prebiotic compounds help fuel your probiotics, giving them the nourishment that they need to thrive. So you might be thinking, Gabby, what does this mean? Well, it means that Seed restores balance in your digestive tract, and all you have to do is take two capsules once a day on an empty stomach. It's really that simple. Seed also is committed to using only eco-friendly materials, delivering DS1 Daily Symbiotic to you monthly in sustainable packaging. So get the real deal in a symbiotic, one that's backed by clinical trials and scientific data. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby.
You might add, and I might contribute, that when we have a path of spiritual development,
yeah,
in this human form.
Mm-hmm.
And not only just spiritual development, personal growth and development, because I think that, yeah, is spiritual development.
It is 100% spiritual development.
When we commit to that, we actually really start to turn down the volume of the ego,
yeah,
and raise the volume of the spirit that we are.
Which is creative.
Creator. Yeah.
So when addiction, both of us share that history, right? So I'm now 37 and a half years clean and sober, and one day at a time,
bravo,
rock on wood. But that's where it was for me, getting clean and sober. It was like, it's the sublimation of the ego, 1000% surrendering that identity, the trauma identity, I'm done. And then, well, it'll still come up once in a while, but all of a sudden you become anew. You get that chance. It's like we pay a high price to sit in that chair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the potentiality that's gifted back to us as a result of that. As I always say that, you know, the life I live now is my gift back.
Yeah. You're living amends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the personal growth. So you can't separate spiritual growth and personal growth. You can't.
No. And personal, yeah, growth is spiritual development.
That's correct.
Anyone that's listening to Dear Gabby, anyone who reads either of our books, they're on this journey of remembering.
Right.
And I like to say that we come here to unlearn fear and to remember the love, the spirit,
yeah,
of who we are. And so if we accept that, this journey, this life that we're living can be a lot more fun. It can take a lot of pressure off.
Yeah.
Because it's much less about the outside conditioning. It's about the development of what we remember inside.
Yes. And both and happens too. I think it's really important. And I've heard you talk a lot about this.
By the way, I just got a Boeing.
What?
I just got a Boeing.
You just got a Boeing.
Because, okay, I'm writing this book and I want to write a book now about remembering. So it's my book's called Self-Help.
Yeah.
And it's all about IFS.
Yeah.
And IFS, the spirit is the soul, the God within us, the Buddha nature. That's self with a capital,
yes,
S.
With a capital S.
And what, yeah, I just read a Boeing. I have to say it out loud, so don't forget it, to write a chapter called Remembering Self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is all about remembering. It's about remembering the parts of us that we discarded, we've disowned. In my book, The Map, which I published in 2010, I talked a lot about these three questions. Where am I? When am I? And who am I listening to? So we talked about all the different sub-personalities that can come up when you don't give them a voice. So, which is very similar. Yeah. Yeah. Although, yeah, I mean, this was a long time ago that I wrote that. And now I'm seeing this all coming out in therapeutic models that is just so incredible,
yeah,
because it's so meaningful.
Yeah.
And it enables us to remember that we are not the voice. That is just one of many of us.
That's right.
And that we are the self, the soul with a capital S, the soul, mm-hmm, self. So I always talk about the small self and the soul self.
Yeah.
The small self is the ego mind, right? The self that really is identified with trauma, and it's identified with the stories of what we were, what happened, which is based on rehashing the past and keeps us in a place that doesn't enable us to be more than what we are. And then, like you said, when you move past fear and into that sense of wholeness that's, mm-hmm, so incredible, you know, what could we accomplish if we were there more? And we will go back and forth. I think it's a dance.
It's
a dance. Because look at the world.
It's a big dance.
Right? I mean, that exists and this exists.
Yeah.
So how do we dance between
the
two?
But I think it's important too to remind people that you're not going to just unlearn your fears overnight,
no,
because they're really strong. It's all that we're taught here in this physical form. But that the Boeings will guide you.
Yeah.
The intuitive moments will be these
strings of light that start yeah. to guide you towards a greater awakening.
Yeah.
And remembering. A remembrance.
100%. And then you get excited about something like what you were talking about before. I get a boing every time I'm about to do an oracle deck because that's my 15th or 16th one. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, boing, boing, boing. And all of a sudden I see pictures, images, I get feelings, I see things. And I'm like, okay, so how will this enhance another person's experience? Because it's always about service.
Yeah.
Right? When you are in service, then you realize that your imagination is in service to your intuition, right? Your creativity is in service to source with the capital S. It's not about you anymore. It's about what could I channel through me? And it's not even about channeling them. When people think of the word channeling, they think of bringing through an entity. Or
right. We're always channeling. We're always channeling when we are listening to that intuitive voice. Yeah. And when we're temporarily suspending the beliefs of the world and leaning into and allowing that spirit within us. To give the listener some concrete suggestions and guidance on how they can develop that relationship. And it's not even a relationship. Develop that self with a capital S, that intuition, that boing, that inspiration, the source, the soul, whatever you refer to it.
You said the right word. It is relationship.
Yeah.
It really is relationship because the greatest suffering we have is our sense of separation from source, from each other. It is 1000% relationship. You boinged it right from the beginning.
Yes.
It's a relationship to the highest part of ourselves. Like IFS even talks about the different voices. You have to acknowledge that there is a part of you don't listen to because it's too foreign, because it doesn't tell you stories about yourself. It knows you in such a way that says you could be more. And you're like,
don't trust it.
We don't trust it. Exactly. That's right. So it is about developing that. And you start with meditation. Like honest to God, I mean, you just start with quieting your mind and just letting yourself be present. Even beyond mindfulness, there's a creative way to just sit with yourself and just be.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually did that yesterday, Colette. I was feeling like I was getting to a place of burnout, a little bit of overwhelm. And I know that so well now. I know that part of me that I don't want to let it become so extreme. I want to help that part of me.
Yeah.
And so I was really unwinding it a bit. And I noticed myself just relaxing and listening to music. And then I saw the flowers on the table and I just said, you know what, Gabby, just sit and listen to the music and look at the flowers and close your eyes and don't do anything.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because we so quickly want to just look at the phone or go to the computer, or be productive. I meditate twice a day. I do transcendental meditation. There's lots of different forms of meditation that I love, that I teach. But I think that the TM meditation for me is so grounding because I'm focused on a single pointed focus, which is this mantra.
Yeah.
And for 20 minutes, I will be in that mantra. What I have found is that by developing this meditation practice for the past 2 decades, I have come to a place where I want it to be longer. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to stop at the 20-minute mark. And I don't set an alarm because that's not part of the practice. But I sometimes feel like, oh, shit, I got to set an alarm because I might keep going. And I really just want to encourage the listener to recognize that beginning with a 5-minute practice, whether it's listening to one of your meditations or one of my meditations, or you can go to deargabby.com/free meditations right now and get meditations. To just begin some guidance in that space, it's just like any muscle. As you develop it and you nurture it, it becomes something that you long for, that you just crave.
You crave it. It's like it's a medicine that you want. I know. When I actually started with TM years ago and did 45 minutes twice a day. So I didn't do 20 minutes. I did 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I'm an extremist.
I know. You and I are a lot alike.
And I had to be really productive, but it really helped me and I needed it. Like I needed it like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I studied all different types of meditation practices and I settled in on creating guided meditation practices because I found for me, I enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. So outside of my TM practice, I was like, oh, I loved the guided one because then I could just let the voice talk.
Yeah.
And I didn't even need to listen to it after a while. And I started with Shakti Gawain. Remember that years ago?
Let me tell you something. Shakti Gawain was a very integral part of my career.
Me too. Right? Me too. Totally me too. I remember her little cassette that I had, the pink bubble technique.
The pink bubble.
The pink bubble.
Yes. Because it was so simple.
Simple. Yeah. I know. So I loved that. And I found because I suffered so much from the production thing. Like I need to produce, work. And whether or not, because it's my parents were immigrants and—
No, it's an addict part.
It's like, and also the addict part on top of it. But I was raised to see that you have to work hard, you have to do this. But yeah, nothing was enough or I wasn't enough. And that really helped me just let go. And every once in a while I have that, but it's actually served me in a way. But like you, I have to watch Burnout.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners here.
Oh, we're going to do a whole episode on burnout. Yeah. We're doing a whole episode on burnout.
And people are afraid to say that they are, and they have to admit it. And I will say something else too. Part of the burnout is the phone, is the social media thing, is to be looking at trying to get approval from strangers that don't count. Like this whole social malaise that has happened as a result of it, especially for younger generation.
I actually want to use that as another concrete example of how to connect more deeply to the spirit of who you are.
Right.
And your intuition. Diet. It's actually those moments where maybe you want to do some special time with your kid. I recommend at least a half hour special time with your kid.
Yeah.
Or you want to do dinner with your partner. Or you want to just be looking at the flowers, like I said.
Yes.
Put the phone in another room.
Yeah.
Turn off the internet. Put it away. The other day I went and visited some friends and I put the phone in the car and I didn't take it out for hours and I was so present. I wasn't just taking pictures. I was with them and with my own energy. And it was something I hadn't done in a really long time. Spend multiple hours without your phone. Leave it behind.
That is a way also to develop your intuition.
That's right.
It's not by being plugged in. It's by being unplugged.
Unplug it.
Unplug it. Meditate. Play with oracle cards. Learn a technique. Use a pendulum. Something that you can just allow yourself. It is the art of allowing to just allow whatever comes through to come through or nothing at all.
Yeah.
And then when you've stopped trying to make anything happen, all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. That's
just
what happens. It unlocks it.
When you stop trying to make everything happen, it starts to happen.
Like when you said about being present, I thought that was really profound what you just said about bringing yourself there, being present.
Yeah.
Because it is in that moment of presence. And presence can be attention to another person. That's also when you really can tune into that person. Because you are present to them and their energy, as opposed to being trying to escape all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's there? What's there? I'm going to go here, go there. That's not a way. I'll tell you the difference, because people sometimes mistake their developing their instinct from their intuition.
Yeah.
There's a huge differentiator there.
Yeah.
Instinct will come so that you're looking for the potential threats. That's a stress response.
Yeah.
So your instinct for survival. That's not what this is. The intuition comes when you're safe and when you are 100% present to whatever there is, including something that feels uncomfortable, like an argument, you're actually safe.
I love that, right? That distinction. I will add or ask.
Sure.
In those moments when we have an instinct to do something to be safe, right? So it's like, oh, get out of that room.
You definitely need to do that.
That's instinct, but wouldn't you argue that that's instinct and intuition? Because sometimes we're being guided in those moments.
Yes.
Those like, get the fuck out of this room.
They partner.
Yeah, they partner.
It's like when you meet somebody that looks great on the outside and ticks all the boxes, you know, also on their resume, but you just know you are in the presence of something that's very dangerous for you. You got to get up and go, your intuition is that, and then your instinct kicks in.
Yep.
But the reason I brought up the distinction between the two is that a lot of people now think, oh, I'm so intuitive. I do this. And I'm like, intuition is a softer sound. Instinct is out. But yeah, you're right. There is a dynamic relationship.
They come together.
They can come together.
Yeah.
But if you really want to know where you're heading, instinct is not. Intuition shows you the map. The muscle that you want to exercise is the intuitive muscle.
Okay.
And you'll do that by learning how to use oracle cards, for example, or other systems. Like you meditate, then you find some kind of system that works for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Now for a quick ad break. Everyone, and I mean everyone, feels overwhelmed at times. And unfortunately, it's just part of the world that we live in. But the important thing is that we can really recognize that feeling and then make the choice to do something about it. Calm can offer a respite from the noise and the chaos of all of our everyday issues and all of these obstacles that are in our way. And Calm recognizes that everyone's facing these unique challenges in our day-to-day lives. And that, of course, our individual needs vary quite a bit. But what I love about Calm is that it strives to provide content that meets the needs and the preferences of everyone. And their meditations range from focus to stress to anxiety to self-care and inner peace. And even if you've never meditated before, Calm makes it really easy. You'll just get support that you need in this really beautiful way to reduce your stress and improve your focus and to uplift your mood. And they also have sleep stories and relaxing music tracks. And they even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and everything you need to prioritize your mental health and wellness on the Calm app. So if you go to calm.com/deargabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. And what's great is that new content is added every week. So remember, for listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/deargabby. Go to calm.com/deargabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/deargabby. Okay, I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but do you ever kind of dread taking your kid to the store for clothes? I see it all the time. You get to the store, the kids immediately dart towards the Spider-Man shirt or the rainbow tutu, or in some cases, the toys, which sometimes are in the kids' clothing store. My God. And in my case with my son, Ollie, anything that has to do with soccer is a must-have. But then trying everything else on makes the dressing room kind of a crazy experience. Well, thankfully, Stitch Fix lets you avoid all that by doing the work for you. Hallelujah. Take it from me, Stitch Fix is the absolute best way to shop for your kids. I promise you, you will thank me later. No more worrying about finding the clothes that they want or even the items that they'll be willing to try on. No more dressing room chaos. Stitch Fix solves all that by having one of their amazing stylists do all the shopping for you. Just think of it. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. It's like shopping in your own personalized store. All you have to do is go to stitchfix.com and share your kids' sizes, favorite colors, styles, and all that they love. And then you can even include what they're not interested in. And that's very, very helpful. Then the expert Stitch Fix stylist goes to work. They will send you 10 items in the kids' fix. It arrives at your door. And then you can just take it from there. Your kids can try on the pieces at home before they actually buy them, keep their favorites, and then send the rest back. Boom. How easy is that? They make it so easy, they even include prepaid shipping labels for the returns or exchanges. And it's super affordable, with clothes starting at as low as $10. But what I really love is that there's no subscription and no commitment, and there's no risk. So whether you're picking out clothes for school or playtime, Stitch Fix has the cutest looks for every occasion and every activity. Try Stitch Fix today at stitchfix.com/Gabby and get 25% off when you keep everything in your kids' fix. That's stitchfix.com/Gabby. That's stitchfix.com/Gabby for 25% off. stitchfix.com/Gabby. I want to do the Oracle cards
sure.
now.
You okay, can ask a question.
So first of all, so I can ask the Oracle cards a question? Is that how you would?
You'd ask me the question.
You the question.
And then you would pull the card. And aren't they gorgeous?
The little creatures are the...
Aren't they spectacular?
They're the coolest thing I've ever seen. You created them all, right?
No, this is not my art.
But
this
you
is
use
the
a
art.
Lot of your own art. Yeah.
I will. My next deck is all my own art.
I saw it. It's
yeah.
stunning.
No, this one is Joel Nakamura.
Okay.
Who is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant artist in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's Japanese American. And he's taught at some of the most exquisite art schools around
cool.
the world. Yeah. And he wanted to do an Oracle deck and knew a friend of mine. And they had breakfast together. And I just told her, I said, I'm having the hardest time finding somebody that can do this neo-primitive style. She goes, oh, I'm sitting beside the guy that created the neo-primitive
style. That's crazy.
I'm like, you are? He's would love to do an Oracle deck.
Anytime you hear yourself say, wow, that's so crazy. That's a
right?
doing.
That's a doing.
Whatever it's, oh my God, that's so crazy. Like that's just now when I was like wanting to talk about dreams and then the Dream Oracle Weaver deck is, Dream Weaver Oracle deck is right here. Okay, so the question. So sometimes you can ask the deck a question. If you don't have Colette in the room.
Well, that's why you want the deck is you don't want to have me in the room all the time. But you have me now and the deck. So that you can,
I got both. So I can ask you a question.
That cannot have a yes or no answer.
Okay, cool. That sounds
like
great.
Tell me information about the situation.
Okay, okay. I want to know some information about what's my highest and best right here, right now.
Okay.
In my life.
In your life right now. So that's a very broad.
Too broad.
So no, but this could be right now today. And I wonder too that we're asking a question that some of your listeners would identify with.
Okay,
also.
Great. Okay, so.
Right? So where are you in your path?
Where am I in my path right now?
Yeah, let's do that first. And then we can get a more specific question.
Okay, cool.
Since you have me here.
I'm taking full advantage. This is my moment, people. Oh my God, I'm so lucky. All right, here we are. What the winter spirits know.
I knew you were going to get that card.
Of course you are psychic.
Oh my God. Okay. So what the winter spirits know is all about putting things on ice and not going too fast forward.
Yeah.
It's about slowing down and allowing dreaming to happen. It is the card that talks about allowing your dreams to settle into you so that you can step forward into your destiny in a way that is cyclically correct for you.
Mm.
So this is when like winter brings you into the dream time. That's what this is. It's so funny. That's the only card that talks about, by the way, in the whole deck. That's so funny. Why are we surprised? But it is about cultivating the dream and allowing it to come to you in those slower moments when you're not rushing and you're not trying to create something and you're not pushing the river forward. It's when the ice comes in, slows you down, gives you an opportunity to also put things on ice that aren't moving fast enough and they're not meant to, because you're saying, okay, I'm gonna put those aside for now and allow this to occur for me.
Yeah.
But it is about slowing down.
Yeah. I will absolutely take that. I put this back in the
put deck? It back and then shuffle them again and ask me more specific questions. So now that we know that card, so if somebody were to get that deck and do it for themselves, they would ask a similar question, where am I at right now? So that's kind of like, let's orient, where am I? So now you just ask basically, where am I? Now we want to know, okay, so if I'm here, if this is my starting point, where am I heading? You could do that too, right? Because everybody right now wants more certainty. That's why you look at Oracle cards as a method of determining where the choice that you make will from the vantage point, you're at the vantage point of the winter spirit, right? So that's that. So now from here, where am I heading?
That could be my next question.
Yeah, like what would be the next question is, where am I heading from here?
Where am I heading from here, Colette and this beautiful Oracle deck? Let me see. Even wisdom needs to rest.
Oh my God. Well, you're not going anywhere right now.
That sounds pretty right, Josh.
That's trippy.
Yep.
Okay. So holiday is where you go next.
Yeah.
It's all about from the winter spirits. Now it's like you might think, okay, well, but I'll keep one thing out of the fridge.
Yeah. It's saying and then stop it.
But it's like, no, you're not. You really have to also allow the ideas to percolate in you. Sometimes we can stare at something too much or try to force an idea to come out of us. Like when you're writing a book, for example, this is saying like, no, you're just going to walk away now for a bit.
Great.
And then wait till it comes in again.
Okay.
So even wisdom needs to rest. Those whales and then all the memory that, because every possible thought, concept, potentiality of humanity exists in the hidden realms. And it's saying to you, if you rest, more will come to you.
Yeah, it's very, very in alignment with what I've been intuitively feeling is just this feeling of do less. I mean, even today, I had a marketing call scheduled before this. I canceled the call. I said, reschedule for Friday. I need to be in my creative day.
Yeah.
I can't just do both all the time. I can't be toggling all the time.
But that's not just for today, because
that's
we asked
for
where you're heading
in
this short time. So how about now we can actually ask a time frame, and then we could also ask about something specific.
Okay.
If you want.
Sure.
So you can ask about, if you want.
I do.
Okay. without giving too much away.
Yeah, a time frame. And let me think about what I want to ask that's not too personal on my
on your podcast.
Podcast for millions of people to hear. I would probably say,
or how about what does spirit want me to know?
That's kind of right where
now.
I was going.
Yeah, yeah. How about
like
that?
What direction do I need right now? What does spirit want me to know right now?
Right now, besides what it already told you.
Right besides what I already
know. Watch, it's going to say sleep.
It's going to say just chill the hell out.
Chill
Yeah, what do you want me to know right now? Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, let's see.
Because it was pretty clear.
When the grip became a pearl, this is, seems like it's pretty spot on at the moment for me.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
So this is, I can tell you exactly what it means without being too specific. So grit is the sum total of our pain, right? When our grit, the grit comes and it's our life experience and it is not the fun stuff. It's the stuff that
the drama.
It can be drama, but it could just be your own internal suffering over things from your past, over betrayals, over small things that have added up that you haven't dealt with. So these are the things that you've been shoving aside, right? So that's really that, resentments, those types of things, like clean house with that. But the pearl is the gift, the valuable treasure that comes out of those things, because our greatest gifts don't come from our happy, joyous, free moments. They come from our shadow. That's why I'm a big proponent of shadow work. I'm not the love and light brigade kind of person like people expect, because I'm an intuitive and I create card decks and all this stuff, that I'm going to be all love and light. And I'm so not. I'm like love, light, and shadow, kids.
That's
if you
right.
don't do the shadow, you're
Absolutely.
Not going to find the light.
Absolutely.
So that is asking you, first of all, to remind yourself of how far you've come.
Yeah.
And slow down so that you can, which you're already doing the slowing down part.
Yes.
Just like really clean out some of that stuff.
This is exactly what's happening in my life right now.
Yeah.
One more.
Sure.
Okay, one more.
Don't you love this guy? I mean,
this is
she has me now, right? She
dream.
Has me.
This
like
is my dream.
Pinned
moment.
Like a butterfly. Let's do a general one. Let's do one for you, but let's do one for the listeners.
Steph.
Let's do with, you know, how do we deal with all
right
this
now.
Shit? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What's going on in the world? Let's deal with that. Okay.
Maybe, can I just pull random?
Yeah, pull random.
Surfing rainbow on the moon.
Right. So that is about not being so serious. Don't take yourself so seriously either. And even don't take the grit we talked about so seriously. Mm. It's about having a sense of humor about this whole thing.
Okay.
You know, it's like getting... Be gay,
joyful,
gay, funny. Like just go like, oh my God, I can't believe I made this so serious. It's kind of that a little bit too. Like, yeah, do the shadow, then go have some fun.
I love it. That's
maybe
great,
that's what we're gonna have fun
accurate.
At dinner.
Very
accurate.
Very
okay, good.
Dinner.
Yes. Let's. Here's
for
what
everybody.
I'd love us to do, since we don't have a lot of time. I think for all the listeners, because I know your particular fans and listeners are interested in how they manifest reality and, you know, how can they create the life that they really desire.
That's right.
You know, in times of terrible chaos, because this is the most important time that we have going on the planet right now. The entire species of human beings are undergoing a huge shift. We're in that, what Catherine Ponder, that phenomenal Unity Church minister, the metaphysical teacher, she talks about chemicalization, where you choose this better reality, but then it looks like everything's going to pot. Right? And that's the moment all of us are going through. But then what do we do individually about our special dreams and desires and destiny amongst all of this crazy chaos, right? So I think we could, for your listeners, choose two cards. Like, what does everybody listening need to know about being able to have the resilience to live in both?
Okay.
Is that a good question?
I was thinking we should pull two cards anyway, because I wanted to pull one and I wanted you to pull one.
Okay, good. You pull one.
Yeah.
And then I'll pull
one. So mine could be about
anything you want for them.
What I want for them. I want to know what spirit wants for them.
Great. So okay. And that's the simpler way of saying all the stuff that I said, which was way too complicated.
Okay.
What does spirit want for these people?
This is a funky card.
What's it called?
If the taste is sweet and good.
Yes. So don't focus. If the taste is sweet and good, we work hard for our lives, right? Everybody does. No matter where they are in the world, no matter, no matter what resources they have access to, whatever, life is hard. We work hard for life. We work hard for joy.
Yeah.
So remember that. Don't keep focused on the chaos and the drama and all of that stuff. Take your attention away from that. Don't deny it or just try to sidestep it or bypass it. Acknowledge it, recognize it. Yes, that's there. But what about the joy and all the juice that's also there? You have to make space for your attention. Our negative bias is going to take us right away into like, oh my God, we're not safe. No. Oh my God, how much joy do I have staring at that flower in my house and listening
to
music?
This is exactly what this show stands for.
Yeah.
That's what people come here for.
That's right.
So there we go. Wow, all right. What a good card for them. Here you go.
Yeah, no,
you go.
Okay. Hang on.
Well, actually, no, that's good.
That's actually good. It's going to get a jumper or something.
See, what else? What else does spirit have to say? Time to feed the hungry heart.
Put a cute card.
Time to feed the hungry heart. Don't deny yourself. Be kind to yourself. We are hungry for so many things. We are hungry to be seen. We're hungry to love and be loved. We are hungry to know that we count. We are hungry for goodness. We are hungry for peace. I'm hungry for nuanced conversations where I'm not walking on eggshells all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm hungry for complexity. And I think everybody listening comes to you for those things too. Mm. So trust that your hunger that you have is your soul's hunger. It's not your ego. It's your spirit that wants us to be connected and to get out of this division that we're all in. So recognize that it's there, but then ask yourself, how can I make, you know, my relationships better? How can I be present to life on life's terms? As well as, again, this is about the juice. And what brings me bliss? Because that actually has to count.
Yeah.
It can't all be about what do I give to others? It's like, what do I love?
It sounds like both cards play really well together.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I just have a better time?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And leaning into that. And I think that is what people come here for.
That's right.
Truly.
Well, thank you for having me.
I just could sit here and riff on the most heady shit with you for hours. I know that this is going to be a wildly successful episode because people really want to hear more of this. I also just wanted to acknowledge you as a woman who really walks her talk.
Thank you.
You really genuinely walk your talk. You are the pearl.
Thank you. And there's been a lot of grit.
And lots and are always
and will continue to be
to shine that pearl.
Thank you.
And I just I'm just proud to be your friend.
I love you.
So deeply. Thank you. This was so cool.
This was great.
We have to do more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.